Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to Christian Arcan on WEEI.
As we move into the 9 o'clock hour, it's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon, tucked nicely underneath the Mass Turnpike here. Right on the corner of Lincoln Street, Market Street, and the Leo Birmingham Parkway, in case you ever want to come visit. That's where we are. If you like bugs and rodents, then you would love it down here.
And then we will pepper spray you for intruding.
That's true. But it's tough to get in here. It's like a fortress down here. And your cell phone won't work either. So once you get hit with the pepper spray, it's going to be a while before you can get medical attention. Anyway, 617-779-7937. I said we'd get right to the Arcan fire, but we're going to wait just a minute because my favorite caller of all time is on the line. That would be Bob in Warwick, who had some choice words for me last night, and he's back for more. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Christian. I appreciate them. I'm your favorite caller.
You are. That was hilarious last night. What's up?
How many games are the Red Sox going to win against the Blue Jays this weekend?
One, I'd be okay. Well, you know, like if they could avoid a sweep, that would be progress.
Well, I you're a Red Sox fan. I understand that. I hate the Red Sox, so I hope they don't win any games this weekend against the Blue Jays.
Well, you got to be happy as a clam then, Bob, because the Red Sox have been death spiral.
The Yankees are 7 games in front of the Bo Sox.
Are you a Yankee
Tampa
fan?
Bay
you said you used to be a Red Sox fan. You said you used to be a Red Sox fan. Are you now a Yankee fan, Bob?
No. Yeah, compared to the Red Sox, yes.
Okay.
But I don't really care who wins as long as it's not the Red Sox.
You're like a baseball nihilist at this point.
Well, nihilist? What's that?
It means you hate everything.
No, I don't hate everything.
Well, you hate the Red Sox
like the
and you don't
York
care
Giants
who else wins.
So. Football.
Okay.
In baseball. I like the New York Giants in football.
A baseball
nihilist. I like the
Rangers
in hockey. I like the Knicks in basketball.
Right, but you're a baseball nihilist is what I said.
No, I don't hate all the... I'm just anti-Red Sox.
All right, what do you got, Bob?
Well, how long do you think Cora's going to last?
Probably to the end of the year, I would say. Bob didn't have his normal style. He was a lot funnier last night. I don't know why. Maybe it was because I caught him off guard with all the compliments at the beginning, but he was a lot nastier last night. It was a lot funnier. I don't know. What are you going to do? It's tough to do this every night, Bob. I should know. Anyway, without any further ado, and Bob, again, call back anytime. Still my favorite caller. Without any further ado, it is time for the Arcan Fire.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
All right, let's have some fun here in the 9 o'clock hour. And I want to start you off with a little bit of big news coming out for the NHL right before the draft. If you listen to my trending, there's apparently a new CBA coming out with the NHL and the Players Association there. And here are some of the clauses in what would be a 4-year extension. So that means this goes to 2031. There's a solution for emergency goaltenders if teams need it. for free agents who sign contracts a maximum of 7 years.
Hold on, what's the goalie thing?
They didn't really get too much into the details because it's been agreed.
There already is an emergency goalie thing now, right? Like, isn't there something that they do? Or
yeah, maybe it's like a taxi squad kind of thing. Okay, I'll read more into it. But the big one that doesn't really matter in this.
Got it.
The big one is that the regular season will go from 82 games to 84 games.
Oh, thank God! Finally.
So, just overall thoughts on a 2-game increase from the NHL in their regular season?
Well, Gary Bettman must have been getting all the letters I've been writing him and all the emails I've been sending and all the voicemails I've been leaving, begging him, hey, you know, Gary, I'm a Bruins fan over here in Boston, Christian Arcan, big fan. I was wondering if maybe we could have 2 more games of misery. As a Bruins fan, that would really pick me up. That would really make my day. That, you know, it would really pop my cork. Two more games of this Bruins team going out there, Jeremy Swayman skating out all depressed into the crease, burning out the rest of the season. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Let's have some more of that. That I don't understand why they're doing this. I think there's too many games in the NHL. I read somewhere that it has something to do with shortening the preseason to only a certain amount of games instead of 8. And that it would keep the regular format of every team visiting an opponent once, and the divisional rivals will play 4 games against each other every other season. It does mathematically work out better with the expansion that they've had and all the new teams that they've added. So I understand mathematically why they're doing it, but I think that it's a stupid idea. I think it's really not necessary. It's not going to make a huge difference, but if you were going to try and tweak the amount of games, I would think that the better option, probably not the bigger money-making option, but the better option for the quality of the product would be to scale back as opposed to add to it, especially me speaking as a Bruins fan who just by the end of last season didn't want to watch hockey again for the rest of my life. And I feel like that's been the case for, you know, the end of a few of these seasons. After the Bruins had that amazing regular season and then lost in the first round to Florida, I almost swore off hockey for life. I almost said no more hockey for me ever. After 2019, after they lost Game 7, the entire city stopped caring about sports that year. They also fired Dombrowski. The Red Sox fired Dombrowski, and it was a tough offseason all around. But I remember that. I remember everything went in the tank that summer, all over the place. People were just depressed. They didn't want anything to do with it. The Bruins do have that effect on this city, I feel like, more than anybody else. When the Bruins have a really, really tough exit, more so than even the Patriots, the Red Sox or the Celtics, when the Bruins have a really bad exit, it hangs over the whole rest of the summer. And that makes me not want to have 2 more additional games, at least not any time in the future. But this is what they're doing. Nothing you can do about it. The time marches on. NHL is adding games. NFL added a game. They're probably going to add another one. I would imagine that the NBA follows suit. I think baseball is probably safe. I doubt they're adding any more games, but you never know.
If anything, they'll scale back.
I mean,
from 162.
You would think so, but I don't know that that's a guarantee. There's more money in adding games than there is in scaling them back, so I guess we'll see.
I don't know if you remember from last month, you were pretty fiery about the Justin Tucker situation with the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
How he was released. Well, there's a little bit more developing news with Justin Tucker. As he's currently a free agent, the league has suspended him 10 games for violating the league's personal conduct policy. Of course, he had all the accusers. I believe 16 massage therapists called it for inappropriate behavior. The league ruled that he can serve the suspension while he is a free agent. This date would bring him up to, I believe, November 10th, November 11th. So what do you think of a 10-game suspension for statistically one of the top kickers in NFL history?
I think that even if he hadn't done this, even if he had these allegations hadn't come out, and they're from 2012 to 2016, is that what you said? Like, it's a window of time that's, you know, over a decade old. Some of them, anyway. 2016's not, but, you know, most of those years are more than a decade ago, which isn't to say there should be a statute of limitations on these things. And all of these women coming out and making allegations that are all very similar in nature lead me to believe that they didn't all get together and make up a story about a kicker of a football team. You know, it's just that seems way too convenient for that to have happened. So I believe that Justin Tucker did all this. He hasn't been convicted in a court of law or anything like that, but I believe he did. And he's now, I'd say, pretty toxic as far as the NFL is concerned. But he also really fell off a cliff last year kicking. The Ravens probably were going to cut this guy anyway. And when a kicker loses it, you know, like as bad as Tucker seems to have, and it's not like he's young. He's 35, 36. So, like, you know, this is around the time where kickers kind of kicked their way out of the league. And it was coming for Tucker eventually, I would say. No pun intended there. But, you know, like that's that to me is an indication that he probably wasn't long for the league anyway. And now I would say there's almost no chance that any team takes a chance on him. I think that even if there's injuries, kickers get injured, I don't think there's going to be. But, you know, listen, it's the NFL. They've disappointed me before. Greg Hardy got another chance, you know, so maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree here. But Deshaun Watson, the original massage therapy guy, is still playing out his guaranteed contract in Cleveland right now, which, by the way, led to this whole investigative thing going on with Florio and Pablo Torre right now about how the league and the commissioner and everybody all colluded to not give out guaranteed contracts anymore after the Watson thing, which is a huge story in and of itself. But as for Tucker, total creep. Total creep. You read the accounts from these women, from these massage therapists, disgusting. Like, literally just a disgusting person. So, you know, I never really thought much about him. I remember him singing opera once before a game and thinking, oh, that's interesting. But I never really, you know, I thought he was a good kicker. Hearing these stories and then reading his response to it, and then 10 more girls came out saying, yeah, he did it at our place too. Like, okay, you know, like you obviously did this. And what he's accused of is really, really gross. So, yeah, I don't have too much else to add.
Okay, so well then let's go to a lighter part of things because okay. The NBA draft, obviously you mentioned how much of a slog it was, wasn't really that great, but there was one good thing that came out of it, and Brian's going to put this up on Twitch. The 13th overall pick from the Atlanta Hawks was Derek Queen out of Maryland. He was traded to the Pelicans, and he was so thrilled that he changed his LinkedIn status. So you'll see it on the screen that Derek Queen, who is now a pro athlete and a brand ambassador, gave one of those LinkedIn posts that says, I'm happy to start a new position.
Cool.
As professional basketball player at New Orleans Pelicans.
What was his job before this?
Was
he like working at a Dairy Queen or something before that? Like,
well, I mean, he was a college athlete at Maryland.
Derek Queen working at Dairy Queen would be funny.
That would be very fun. That's an endorsement right there.
There it is.
That would have been right there. So just your overall thoughts on a college player taking to LinkedIn to say, hey, I made it to the NBA.
I think that's fine. You know, I wonder if it was really him doing it or if he's got like a social media team. I'm checking out his resume. And, okay, it starts off, he was, his first job was March 2023 to July 2024. He was an AAU athlete, which isn't really a job, but fine. March to April of 2025, for 2 months, he was a brand partner with DoorDash, a brand partner with Jimmy's Famous Seafood, student athlete at UMaryland, brand partner with Panini, brand partner with Timberland, brand partner with Quest Nutrition, brand partner with JD Sports Fashion, Under Armour, and now professional basketball player, New Orleans Pelicans. It seems like he's really decided to pivot away from being a brand partner and focus on basketball, which I think is a wise career move for him. But it does, what this tells me, what it just sort of goes to show, is that we're talking about a college athlete here, a good college athlete, first-round draft pick in the NBA. But, and this has been going on since before the, you know, timing of the NFLs, but like, or not the NFLs, the NILs. But just look at this. Jimmy's Famous Seafood, DoorDash, Timberland, Quest Nutrition, JD Sports Fashion, Under Armour, Panini, all those things over the course of like a year or two. And I don't know how much money he got from all of those endorsements, but you know what I mean? Like this is the world that we sort of live in right now. And these kids, if they're good at basketball, if they're good at their sport, then they're going to get endorsements. If they're good at their sport and they're marketable, then they can become huge stars without really even being very good players. And I kind of call that like the Boz effect, you know, like Bosworth, like he was sort of the original guy that was like, everybody thought he was going to be really good, but then he was kind of okay. And he was just the Boz. And that's all anyone sort of knew him as after that. And, you know, and he rode that out for years and years and years. Now it's like every single college has like 20 bosses who are not going to play professionally, but you know, there's just, they got a nice smile, or, you know, they're the model part-time or something, and now they're this influencer, and now they're making all this money, and they got all these sponsorships. It's pretty wild how that happens. But good for Dairy Queen, and I hope he has a nice long career, and I hope that his resume is a strong one on LinkedIn in case he ever needs a job, you know, as the looking for work up there. That'd be funny if they cut him and he puts up the looking for work sign, you know? Like, I'm looking for my next opportunity. I've been there. We've all done that. But that would be funny to see that happen, play out through an NBA contract.
It's time to go behind the glass for the producer's point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
It's funny we keep talking about the NBA draft because my point is all about the NBA draft. And I want to focus this on to Celtics fans who might be a little worried about this offseason. You know, I see everyone kind of panicked about the Celtics hearing calls about Derek White and Jaylen Brown. I'll first start off by saying that's part of your court. They're not going anywhere. Tatum, Brown, and White, those are going to be your three. But after that, you do not have to worry because there is a future Celtic that's waiting in the wings for years to come. So it's not going to be tomorrow, but you're going to have to wait a couple of years or so. And that's someone who's raved about the Celtics, someone who looks up to the Celtics, has basically given you every single indication that he would like to be a Boston Celtic. And that is Cooper Flagg. Cooper Flagg last night said he idolized Jason Tatum. He can't wait to play against him. He had his poster. He said a couple of months ago, who wouldn't want to play for their hometown team? We talked about he would be the most famous person from Maine, possibly, if he lives up to all the hype. So Celtics fans, no need to worry. This run of success will continue, even post-Tatum, post-Brown, and post-Derek White. Maybe all four of them come together. But I am here to say that on June 26, 2025, one day, 24 hours after Cooper Flagg enters the NBA, he will be a member of the Boston Celtics.
Hold on. He's going to be a member of the Celtics 24 hours after he enters the NBA?
No, I'm telling you that at 24
you're
hours.
Saying, you're saying this, yes. 24 eventually someday.
Yes.
Okay,
at
well,
some
that was,
point,
that was
he
not
will
clear.
Be a Celtic.
Okay, not 24
Cooper
hours
Cooper Flagg
after
will be a Celtic at some point in his career.
Okay. Hopefully not at the end like Shaq, right? Imagine like old Cooper Flagg.
I could go
around
on a limb and say that would be his second team, his first, you know, non-rookie contract or whatever, mm-hmm. but that might be asking too much.
If Nico stays in Dallas, they may trade him to Boston, right? I mean, it's Nico Harrison, after all. He'll trade anybody anywhere. So that could be a possibility. I like it. I'd like Cooper Flagg on the Celtics. I don't think it's going to happen, but I do like it. And I like the producer's take of the night. That's Joe Braverman. He's going to get you caught up on what's trending. And when we come back, for the third time this year and for the first time in 3 years, the dongs are back. We got the taters, the goners, the dingers, the dongs. The Dong Report is next.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, trending now is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. It's an off day for the Red Sox today as they return home from their West Coast road trip where they went 3-6. They sit 7 games back of the Yankees for the top of the AL East and 2.5 games back of that final wild card spot in the American League. The Sox will start a 3-game weekend series against the Blue Jays tomorrow. First pitch scheduled for 7:10, which you can listen to right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's of Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. The MassMutual pregame show will begin at 6:10 tomorrow night. MassMutual Insurance, Planning, Investments, elsewhere in the MLB. The finalist for Phase 2 of All-Star Game voting has been announced. The lone Sox representative is Alex Bregman. He is in Phase 2 of the American League third baseman, along with Guardians' Jose Ramirez. The NBA Draft Round 2 is getting underway. The Celtics went into the night with the 32nd overall pick, but have traded it to the Orlando Magic for numbers 46, 57, a 2026 second round pick, and a 2027 second round pick. Last night, they selected forward Hugo Gonzalez from Spain, 28th overall. Some more draft talk. The NHL draft kicks off tomorrow night. The Islanders own the top overall pick. The Bruins will be selecting 7th. Meanwhile, in the NHL, the league and its players association are in the final stages of a new CBA that would make the regular season jump from 82 games to 84 games. Also in that new 4-year extension would be a solution for emergency goaltenders and limiting contracts to a maximum of 7 years. And in the NFL, former Ravens kicker Justin Tucker has been suspended for 10 games for violating the league's personal conduct policy. Tucker is allowed to serve the suspension while he's a free agent. Tucker was released from Baltimore at the beginning of last month. We all know summer is the easiest season for weight loss. Warm weather, lighter meals, being outside. Our bodies are primed to succeed, and Awaken 180 has your game plan. Reach your goals this summer with Awaken 180, the official weight loss program of summer. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's time for the Dong Report.
The Dongs are back in town. Dongs are back in town. The Dongs are back in town.
Dongs are back in town.
Dongs are back in town. Dongs are back in town.
Dongs, dongs. Dongs, 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 dongs,
dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs, dongs,
dongs, dongs. All right, it is time for the Dong Report, Chapter 3 of Dong Report 2.0 here on WEEI, the Christian Arcan Show. Before we get to the dongs, we have some dong data for you, including the dong of the week, which is kind of a sad dong. Every once in a while, you wake up, you got a sad dong. We all been there, right, fellas? The sad dong of the week, that would be Rafael Devers on Saturday.
No.
The reason why it's a sad dong is because the Red Sox have not won a game since this dong was struck. No, I guess we don't have it. That's okay. The dong king is Cal Raleigh, who leads the majors with 32 dongs. And their two players tied behind him are Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani, both 4 behind him at 28. Zach Littell is the best, the big dumper there, best friend of the dong, He's given up 22. Jamison Tyon's given up 21. So that could change next week. I have a trivia question for you, Joe Braverman. It's Dong related. You ready?
Tell me.
Now that Rafael Devers is in San Francisco, who leads the Red Sox in dongs?
I believe that would be Alex Bregman.
That is incorrect.
Oh, I'll go Willie or Abreu.
That is correct. That
there
is
we
right.
go. I knew it was one of them.
13 dongs for Abreu. He is your leader on the Red Sox. Cal Raleigh, by the way, again, has 32 dongs, just so you know. And before we get on to the dongs here, one last piece of business, Will Fleming out of context.
Again, I like Crispy Crunchin'.
It's all good.
Sifting thistles and selling seashells by the seashore.
Yellow leather.
How now, Brown Cow?
Amen, brother. Will Fleming out of context, always a good time. And with that, let's get to the dongs here on this Thursday, the 26th of June. The year of our Lord, 2025. We will begin in Detroit, Comerica Park, Tigers and the A's.
Pulled down his pants, pooped, didn't even wipe and walked straight out and got in the car and left.
That was, of course, the fella who was in Detroit. That was timely there. Guy in a Detroit shoe store went in, took a dump in the shoe aisle. I guess it was a department store, took a dump in the shoe aisle, turned around, walked out like nothing happened. For the A's in this game, no dongs for the Tigers. Spencer Torkelson, his 17th dong of the year.
I may be an idiot, but I'm not stupid.
372 feet for Torkelson, and that's not all. Gleyber Torres hit his 8th of the year, 370 feet for him. A big night for guys in Detroit who the first three letters of their last name are T-O-R. Let's head to Cleveland, Blue Jays and the Guardians.
Don't slander Toyota Camrys, Christian.
Okay, Jeff Passan, I won't. By the way, the Tigers blanked the A's 8-0, and the Blue Jays shut out the Guardians 6-0, and they did it without hitting any dongs. No dongs for the Blue Jays, no runs for the Guardians. That, unfortunately, is a dongless game. We move on to Minnesota, Twins and the Mariners.
How big's your chest?
Who was that?
That was Keith.
That was Keith? Who was he asking that to?
I don't know.
Jones?
Everybody.
If he was asking Jones, I can dance. It's not very big. Yet somehow, despite Jones being a little guy, a little bit of man boobage going on there. For the Mariners, no dongs. For the Twins, a bunch of dongs, including Trevor Larnach, his 12th of the year. A tape measure shot, 421 feet. Brooks Lee, dong number 8, a 387-footer.
Sorry, I got to back you up. I got to back you up on
that Trevor
first one.
Okay, Trevor Larnach. That is not how you pronounce that. Trevor Larnach. Trevor Larnach. Ah, there we go. Okay, Trevor Larnach. What'd I say, Larnach?
Well, it's Larnach.
Larnach, okay.
But we'll count that one.
Judges will accept. Matt Wallner, by the way. Wallner, I barely know her. His 7th of the year, a 420-foot shot. The Twins seeing the ball pretty well against the Mariners. They beat them 10-1. A lot of blowouts in baseball tonight. Let's head to Kansas City, where the Rays paid a visit to the Royals.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
You know, I've said this before. I'm not a big fan of our president, but that's the one of the funniest things he's ever said. For the Rays, Brandon Lau. Let's get loud. Let's get loud. 16th dong of the year for him, a 431-footer. Junior Caminero.
Today, Junior?
20th of the year. Not quite as long as his teammates. 366 on that dong. For the Royals, no dongs for them. And the Rays end up taking the game by a score of 4-0. Off to Houston we go for the Phillies and the Astros.
I could not poop into a bag.
Not with that attitude, you can't. No dongs in this game. Astros. I know. I got a feeling we're headed for a bit of a small dong number here. In fact, well, I'll get to it later. But we're veering towards our smallest dong total of the season so far. No dongs. Astros win 2-1. Let's go to St. Louis for the Cubs and the Cardinals.
Excuse me.
For the Cubbies, one dong struck off the bat of Michael Busch. 13th of the year, 381-footer. Cardinals, no dongs for them. Cubs win this game by a final score of 3-0. Off to Coors Field we go, out in Denver, where the Rockies hosted the Dodgers.
Never trust a fart.
Never trust a fart? Like, you should never gamble on a fart, you know? Because sometimes you lose. You gamble on anything, you can lose. That's why it's called gambling. But never trust one? I mean, I don't know. Greg's a little older than me. I feel like I can still sometimes trust my fart. You know, like, I know when I'm in trouble. Anyways, For the Dodgers, Shohei Ohtani. 28th dong of the year, 419-footer. For the Rockies, Brenton Doyle, dong number 6. Dodgers take this game by a final score of 3-1. Let's head to San Francisco, Rafi Devers' new team, where the Giants hosted the Marlins.
And wrong, Johnson.
For the Fish, Kyle Stowers, I barely know hers, his 12th of the year, 440-foot-long dong. But hold on a second there. Your teammate, Augustin Ramirez, hit his 12th of the year, and... Wow. That is the long dong gong, ladies and gentlemen. That means that Augustin Ramirez has the longest dong of the night, a 443-footer, his 12th of the year. And so, of course, as we do, we say congratulations, Augustin Ramirez, on your very long dong. For the Giants, hey, look at this, Rafael Devers.
They played me good. I play baseball.
And you hit homers.
And I hit homers.
Yes, he does. That is his 17th dong of the year, his second as a San Francisco Giant. And he didn't get cheated either, a 438-footer, but unfortunately 5 feet shorter than Augustin Ramirez in the long dong of the night. And let's close things out at Citi Field. By the way, the Marlins won that game 8-5. Let's head out to Citi Field, last game of the night. That would be the Braves and the Mets.
It's not like an aerodynamic meat stick.
Hot. Braves trailing the Mets by a score of 2-0. This game's still going on. The only one that's not a final yet. They're in the bottom of the seventh inning. But
it's actually 4-0.
It's 4-0.
But no need for the
late breakers.
No breaker.
Okay. It's now 4-0 in that game. Probably the eighth inning now too, I would guess. But nary a dong has been struck. I know, I'm not happy about it either. And that means we only have one potential game here for a late breaker as we get to the numbers. But you add it all up, carry the 3. And we have a 13-dong night. 13 dongs. That would be a Delonte West 13.
That's a Malcolm Brogdon.
A Malcolm Brogdon 13.
A
very,
Gabe
very good
Pruitt.
One. Gabe Pruitt 13.
How about that one?
I had not thought of that name in a very long time. Good one there.
How about a Philip Dorsett?
A Philip Dorsett 13. Very, very good one there as well.
Charlie Coyle.
Charlie Coyle 13. You're ready with these 13s. Is Charlie Coyle 13 on Colorado? Did he keep the number when he went over there? I wonder about that. I guess that's not germane to this right now because he was 13 for the Bruins 100%. Some good 13s there from Joe Braverman. Let me see. I know I'm missing a bunch.
He's How a about, 10 in Colorado.
He's 10 way. In Colorado. Okay. How about a was Marcus Morris 13? I think he was.
Yep, Marcus Morris Sr.
Marcus Morris Sr., so you don't get him mixed up with his kid. Like anyone was going to do that. I believe that...
That is actually... I think Nick Stauskas was a Celtic
Nick
who wore
Stauskas?
13.
Okay, I don't remember that at all, but I'll take your word for it. Marcus Morris, and wasn't Tristan Thompson on the team?
Tristan
he wore 13?
Thompson, yep, that's
okay.
A good one.
All right, so I remember those guys were on the team right around the same time.
How about your current manager for the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora.
And Alex Cora,
Alex
13.
Cora wears 13.
Very good one there. Yes, he certainly does. And Alex Cora, 13. I feel like we're missing some other Red Sox. Carl Crawford, 13?
Yep,
right?
There you go. He wore 13 when he signed here.
Most certainly did. Doug Minkiewicz, 13?
Yeah, 13. Okay. That's a Minkiewicz.
Okay, Doug Minkiewicz. Wasn't here long. Long enough. Hanley Ramirez, 13. A Hanley, 13. Let's see. You know, we haven't mentioned any Patriots yet. How about a Tom Tupa, 13?
I gave you Dorsett. Dorsett.
Right, Philip Dorsett. You're right about that. Yeah, okay. Tupa, Dorsett. Feel like we're missing some.
I think Jack Jones was a 13.
Jack Jones, yeah, wow. That sounds right. Good punter number 3. Ken Walter 13. I just looked it up. Tom Tupa did not wear 13, so apologies for that one. Can't get them all right all the time. Let's see. 13. We can go outside of Boston teams now. We can expand our search a little bit. For example, Dan Marino 13. There's another quarterback that was 13. Kurt Warner was
yes,
13,
he,
right?
He wore 13. He okay. wore 13.
Good. That might be it for me. I may be out of 13s. You got any more?
I'm running out of 13s, too. I'm looking and trying to see who maybe currently wears a 13.
Bam Adebayo, 13?
Yes, there we go.
Okay.
There we go. It's funny. 13's always associated with like a bad luck.
Right?
Bad
yeah.
luck. So you would think that there wouldn't be a ton of 13s out there.
Paul George, 13? Most buildings in Boston don't have a 13 story for
oh,
that exact reason.
Oh, my
reason.
Gosh. I forgot about this one. Last year's kicker for the Patriots, Joey Sly.
Joey Sly, 13.
He was a 13.
I wouldn't have got that even if you gave me many, many guesses.
I did have to Google it. So
That's okay. How about a James Harden, 13?
Yep, there we go.
James
we
Harden. Go.
Paul George.
I just said him, but that's okay.
Had to reemphasize it for me.
I think I'm out. Okay, send him in at Christian Arkin. At Joe Braverman. You can also text them in to 617-779-7937. You can call in if you'd like to do that. Twitch chat, YouTube chat, which I will check. I know I'm very bad about checking the YouTube chat, but I'll go in and take a look at that as well. Send in your 13s. No late breakers. Doesn't seem like it. We only had one game still going anyway. So the odds of that are light. I'll tell you what. 13 dongs is not a lot of dongs. In fact, you could even say it's some dong shrinkage going on here. Because we had last week a 35, 36 donger night. I mean, that was pretty serious.
Yeah, what's our grand total now? It was 52 before, so now it's 65.
65, yeah, right. It was 16, then 36, and now 30. Yeah, so far, dong report, we have reported on 65 dongs. This one, the smallest dong report that we've had so far.
But well, like we said, size doesn't matter.
No, and also, we were in the pool, okay? Just what happens to a man's body. 617-779-7937. Send them in at Christian Arkin, at Joe Braverman. We'll continue with our dong stats, and we'll come back and wrap things up with clickbait right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's time for Clickbait. This is the Christian Arkin Show on WEEI.
All right, before we get to clickbait, some 13s that we missed. John Valentin, should have got him. Steve Nash. A-Rod. The Yankees, that was a big whiff.
I'm so upset we missed so many of those.
How do we miss A-Rod? I mean, you got to get A-Rod.
And we just mentioned Steve Nash earlier in the show.
I know, we were just talking about Steve Nash. Also, while the Dong Report was going on, the Celtics made a pick. They drafted at what number was their pick at? I think it was 46, I want to say. In the second round, obviously. They had the 32nd overall pick. They traded back. They turned that into four additional second-round picks. And with the first one, they take Kentucky center Amari Williams, who was British, grew up in Nottingham, England, just like Robin Hood.
That's perfect. The way they pronounce their R's is just like here in Boston.
That's true.
Governor.
He played in college at Drexel in the CAA. And then he transferred to Kentucky after COVID.
And Greenberg was saying they need to get a center.
They do, and apparently this guy is a good passer. Averaged about 11 and 9 last year, 11 points, 9 rebounds, and over 3 assists.
If that's the case, I'm thinking maybe he's like the new Luke Kornet. So I hate to say it, but I feel like Kornet's probably not going to be returning if that's the case.
Maybe. This was also a pick that was a late one. You know, we're not talking about, you know, we're not talking about a lottery pick here. However, the pick has been made. Celtics have a new big man. Amari Williams from Kentucky via Nottingham, England. And he was a soccer player growing up, or as they call it over there, football. All right, let's get to clickbait. Clickbait, usually when we're doing clickbait, it's about, you know, some guy who's on drugs somewhere doing something weird. Not today. Today we are going to talk about an athlete. An athlete who is doing some pretty impressive stuff. Despite the fact that while he was doing it, he had a wardrobe malfunction. Let's go to the news.
Chris Robinson had one of the most remarkable 400-meter hurdle wins I've ever seen in my life in Ostrava. Halfway through, Buddy had a total, how do I say it? Wardrobe malfunction. I mean, all his parts weren't exposed, okay? So much so he had to adjust his shorts. Not once, not twice, not three times. Man, like 5 times. Not that I was counting. It just kept happening. Hurdle after hurdle and after hurdle. And he still managed to win and set a season's best of 48.05. Oh my goodness. AB, how do I put it? This race was nuts. It really was.
It really was nuts. And you really, you know, nice one there. If you didn't see this, then you weren't online today because it was everywhere. I saw this guy's penis like a million times today. it's all over the internet.
That sounds so freaking wrong.
It's true, though. I did. If you were on Twitter, you saw this guy's unit. You saw it. This guy's name is Chris Robinson. He is an American runner, and he was doing the 400-meter hurdles at the Ostrava Golden Spike meet in Czechia on Tuesday. Robinson, who I'd imagine has done the hurdles before, so he knows what kind of clothes you're supposed to wear when you're competing in this event, goes over the first set of hurdles, and immediately the whole thing, twig and berries, frank and beans, the whole thing pops out. And he's running, and it's like out, okay? Like it's snuck out through the side. You know, you do the hurdles, and you got to jump, and you got to stretch, and then bam, it popped out. And so he's running to the next set of hurdles, and while he's running, he's stuffing it back in. And then he gets to the next hurdle, he jumps over, and bam, it's right back out again. And this kept on happening over and over. It was hilarious. I got to tell you, it was really funny. And the funniest part of it all is that he won the race. Want to know how much he won it by?
An inch.
By an inch. Maybe not even an inch. That would be funny if that was how he ran the race, like it was a photo finish. And they're all at the line, and the picture shows everybody running, and the only thing that's crossed the line is the guy's penis. That would be legitimate. That would be comedy. Like, actually.
That changes the phrase then to won it by a nose.
Won by a tip. So he's running top speed, and then just said, to hell with it. I can't get this all back in after 3 times of it popping out. And he just ran the rest of the race with his junk out. And now, that's not the weirdest thing that someone's done during a race. We remember, of course, the woman, Uta Pipping, who was not able to stop for a bathroom break and just went while she was running. I don't think she won the race, but I think that she is a noted. Look up if Uta Pipping ever won a marathon. I know she's run a bunch of them. Maybe she did win one at some point. I don't know if she won the race that she pooped herself in, but that's a famous one. During the Boston Marathon, you remember, there was that young lady who got caught sneaking into someone's yard and pooping in the yard, which is, I don't know if that's more or less, I think it's more noble to just do it while you're still going, you know, like the cavemen used to do, right? Like early Cro-Magnon man He didn't stop to go to the bathroom. He just did it while he was walking. You know, he had places to be. He had bison to run away from and woolly mammoths and stuff, you know, an ice age to try and avoid. He didn't have time to stop and dig a hole and go through all that.
Uta Pipic actually won the 94 Boston Marathon.
She won the Boston Marathon?
In 94.
Is that the one she pooped in?
The one she was 96.
That was 96. Okay, so that was years later. Anyway, not since Uta Pipping has the winner of a race had such odds to try and overcome. And to that I say, congratulations, Chris Robinson, a true American hero. I think that makes you an American hero if you win a race with your junk out. You know, I think that's something we all sort of look at. That's pretty cool. You know, that's a pretty cool thing. It was pole vaulter.
Actually, I corrected myself. She actually won in 96 with it, but she also won 94 previously.
Okay, so she's a two-time Boston Marathon champion.
Two times.
But she
won the New York City Marathon 93, Berlin in 92.
Damn.
She's an accomplished runner.
And really, the only thing we know about her, the only thing I remembered, was that thing that happened. So it's like, you know, you can be.
That's the thing is, he's probably going to like train even harder to be like, no one will remember me by my junk.
Oh, no. No matter what this guy does, no matter what, how many gold medals, whatever he wins in the Olympics, he'll be remembered as the guy who won the race with his penis out. I mean, that's 100% going to be his legacy. And that's a pretty good legacy. I'll tell you what, that's a pretty good legacy. I'm telling you, I saw this thing all day. It's not like it's something to be for him to be ashamed of. Okay. He was not in the pool, all right? That thing's out there. I think he's doing all right. It sort of reminded me, remember that pole vaulter last year who in the Olympics, or I guess it was last summer?
I think it was the Olympics last year.
Yeah, last year in the Olympics, the pole vaulter vaulted up over the pole.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
His pole got caught on the other pole, and that knocked the pole down, and I don't know if he got disqualified or what happened, but he didn't win, and he lost by a tip. This guy wins by a tip. So congratulations to him.
Talk about a real dong report.
That's true. I mean, yeah, we're talking about a dong report. There's a real dong report right there. And a proud moment for the United States. God bless America. And God bless the dongs. That's Joe Braverman. I'm Christian Arcan. Want to say thanks to Bridget Prue. Want to say thanks to Dan Greenberg. Missed any of the show, go back and listen to it on demand at Odyssey, on the app, or wherever it is that you find your podcast. Enjoy the rest of your night. No show tomorrow night. We got Red Sox pregame. We'll have Red Sox review after that. And then I'm off for a bit, so drink it in here, folks. This has been the Christian Arcan Show. I'm out of here. Good night now. Nonstop grab ass.
That's it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.